Good morning.
Who you?
Ah, don't you know who?
Good. Oh, Adrian's by the knitting of his eyebrows, I'd say you're a regger. I'd say you're the mother of a well-known ex-Northern producer of this show.
That's right.
Yes?
Put it in one.
Who now resides in his own hometown, doesn't he?
That's right.
Yeah. Birmingham, isn't it? Was it Birmingham? Is he still up there?
Wolverhampton.
Oh, how is the old Roger?
I don't know, but ask Adrian. He probably knows more than I do.
I say, how are you anyway? How the hell are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to say, have you heard Anthony Newley last week?
No.
Presenter.
Is what?
Presenting Records.
Oh, no. Was he where?
Radio 2.
Was he?
Yeah.
Sitting in for whom?
Well, no, it's celebrity, dear. He has the title of being called a celebrity presenter.
Yeah, but he must have been sitting in... Is it just a celebrity show, or is he...
It's a celebrity every... No, 4 till 5 every day.
Oh, I'm going to have to now play, of course, our great meeting. 1 minute, won't they? I'll just play this again.
Many people have written and sent in letters and phone calls and said, we missed the historic meeting between yourself and Anthony Newley when it actually happened. So I'd like to reconstruct it here now. Tony Newley, how are you?
I'm so glad to meet you, Dan.
Oh, me too, mate. That's it.
That was it. That was the meeting between us. What was that on? Was it on all week or...?
All week. Monday to Friday, Dan. And you missed it.
Open message to my mum and dad who are currently listening in a caravan in the Dymchurch area.
Ah.
What is the point of having parents at all if they're not there to tell their son Anthony Newley's on the radio too?
Oh.
I can't keep monitoring forever these stations.
No.
Or any of them.
No.
Oh, well, that was it. Thank you very much for this belated message.
All right, Dan.
I'll have to leave my home number with you in case...
I'll hear you live, love.
Oh, no, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Totally different thing. Total stuff. But you knew, Adrian. You knew. You knew. You knew there was a fish out there because you let my boy go on that beach. You knew there was a shark out there. We all start when the drum machine starts, lads.
Right, we all start when the drum machine starts, lads.
Yes, who's that?
What's going on with this Cajun Way stuff?
Cajun Way? Cajun what?
Doing it the Cajun Way?
Yeah.
The sun's out there shining, the birds are making a hell of a racket out the back, and you're doing the Cajun Way.
Doing the it's a Cajun Cayley, in fact.
Oh, the Cajun Cayley.
Cajun Cayley, yes, it's a nod in the direction of the old country from someone in Louisiana, in fact, alias Ron Kavanagh. Who this?
It's Joe from Battersea.
Hello, what do you think, Joan?
Joan?
I know, but I always call you Joan. What do you think?
Okay, what do I think? I reckon you should throw us into Sunday.
Try what?
You should throw us into Sunday.
Throw you into Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a thing here that can do exactly that. If I knew exactly what you're on about, I'm trying to gather me thoughts. What do you think?
Gather your thoughts.
Yeah, come on, there is a point to this, like your head. What do you think? Come on.
My head feels like a pop rivet.
I'm going to fade Joe out there. She's obviously had a touch too much of the old suck of the sauce bottle there. And she's, are you still there? What are you raving about? I like people like that. I think they're old men suddenly. No, I won't. Anyway, phone someone else through. Hello, who's there? Flagrantly with, I'd like to know about it. I've never, although I appreciate the old history lesson, I like them. Vasco da Gama had to draw a map and plot out Vasco da Gama's route around wherever he was on his way to. What was he?
Around the margin,
indeed. Please, a producer who does business, always bad news. And around the margin, and he should write it down and hold it up in the night and claim.